This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. It is a Sunday morning. It's the sixth day of October. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
You like that? I had that
one. Yeah, man. What'd you do?
We only got 3 hours, so I got to, you know, get it worked out there. And a good morning, happy October to all you beautiful people up in Kennesaw.
Up in Kennesaw.
Did you mention Kennesaw in your local stuff?
Yeah,
there?
I did. They played Friday night game over there. They played Jacksonville State from Alabama. They're still looking for their first win.
Hmm.
They're in a new conference.
They're struggling this year.
They're struggling. But Coach said they're going through a transition. But, you know, it's college football.
Happy birthday to Tony Dungy.
Coach.
Coach is 69 years old today.
Is he?
69. Rebecca Lobo.
Okay.
Happy birthday. And mm-hmm. we still haven't heard, and we will, I'm sure, before we get out of here, Noel's thoughts on the WNBA
yep.
and what's going on with them. And one of the greatest names in sports, played for the Red Sox forever, just a dude who, at least for me, I would like to, you know, walk up and I just unexpectedly see him at a bar and just have a drink with him. Dennis Oil Can Boyd.
Yeah, man.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah, man.
Oil Can Boyd.
Yeah, yeah.
Love that name.
Yeah. HBCU product, I think, Jackson State.
Happy birthday. And yep. also, today was the day of the first retirement of Mr. Jordan. Today
first.
Was the day that first. Michael, 93,
yep.
said, I quit and went to play baseball. And March of 2 years later, just about, 95, came back. Would have kept playing, except they tried to use him for that baseball strike. Baseball was on strike, you remember, and they
yeah,
wanted Jordan
yeah.
to cross the lines, and he wouldn't, and so he says, I'm going to go play basketball.
Well, he
again.
Picks where he speaks up because he's picks up speaking up something with NASCAR, and that's down the road to Talladega today, right?
Yep.
I'm sure he'll be over there. We talk college football all the time, and we talk some today, and this is an amazing Sunday morning to talk college football after what has transpired
really?
Yesterday. Mike McMackin is someone I've known for some time and worked together with, former coworker, and is a friend, and he's put pad to pencil to paper about his journey covering college football, and especially from his alma mater perspective. And he joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline. Gridiron Journeys, How I Fell in Love with College Football. Mike, welcome to Weekend Morning
Mike,
with
morning.
Sammy Greg. Greg.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'll let you
Well, and I'll throw in one thing real quick. You're talking about Jordan. Not only my gridiron journey is about college football, I was working in Birmingham the year Jordan was over there playing baseball. So saw him playing golf a few times and obviously was at the old Hoover Met with the Jordan Cruiser and all that. That was an exciting season, too.
What was that like getting credentials to anything if you were there? Because it probably went from the griddle to 20 below as far as when he showed up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, since we were there and we covered the Barons real heavily anyway, our station, I mean, even without Jordan, we were there a lot of nights during the summer. You know, it's kind of the slow time and stuff. But it was interesting, all the national media and other people from out of town that came in and you know, just to get a glimpse of the circus.
I'm sure. Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Mike McMackin, sharing some memories of Birmingham and minor league baseball, but also about college football. And having worked in Alabama and Georgia, I guess you've had a unique perspective of this sport. What's your impressions, I guess, especially seeing those two teams go at it last week? I'm sure that rekindled some memories for you, too.
Yeah, just a lot of interesting things that I've been exposed to. One of the chapters in the book is the 89 Iron Bowl game when Alabama made the first trip ever to play at Auburn, which I guess now it's been, you know, 35 years, but it's hard to believe that it was that recent until Alabama would come and play a game at Auburn. Also had the another chapter in there was when Alabama beat Miami in the Sugar Bowl after the 92 season, and Alabama was kind of the good guys back then. Miami were the bad guys, and everybody was cheered for Alabama, and that kind of kicked off a run of SEC teams winning national championships, and obviously Alabama had a lot of those. But those games are in there, and then you mentioned my alma mater, Appalachian State, obviously a lot of chapters in there about it. The Michigan win, obviously, beating the two North and South Carolina in 2019, the story of how we made the move from FCS to FBS, and then the crazy first 3 weeks of the season we had in 2022, beating or having North Carolina come to Boone. We lost that crazy game, then go and beat Texas A&M, host game day, and have to rely on a Hail Mary to beat Troy that day was an exciting 3 weeks for the university.
Hey, Mike, talk about some of the coaches who have stayed with you, stories that you heard just being around their presence. And I'm not talking about the great ones. Maybe it's maybe a lesser-known one, but who are some of the coaches and some of the stories and experiences that you that can remember?
Well, one mentioned in that 92 Alabama team was Gene Stallings. He came in, replaced Bill Curry. He was a Bear legend, a Bear protege, played for Bear at Texas A&M, was one of the Junction boys that they had. Came in and really hadn't had that much success as a coach. He had coached the Cardinals and had coached Texas A&M briefly, but was best known kind of as an assistant for Tom Landry with the Cowboys, and came in and got off to a rough start. They lost their first three games in 1990, but 3 years later, they had won the national championship. And just a great man. And Ray Mellick, who was a beat writer for Alabama then, and I interviewed him in the book, and he said that Coach Stallings was the only coach who never lied to him. He said, like, if Ray asked him a question and he couldn't answer it honestly, he'd say, Ray, I can't answer that. And, that just kind of emphasized to me the feeling that I had of just what a good man he was. He cared about his players, was honest, and worked real well with the media. And that was just something that really stuck with me. And when I was back down at A&M for the game in 2022, it was nice to see that there's a street named for him right outside of Kyle Field, and there were several kind of references to him, and it was nice to see him being remembered by his alma mater like that.
Yeah, we'll spend the time on the waitforit.com outline. Mike McMackin, and the name of the book is Gridiron Journeys, How I Fell in Love with College Football. And it's because of your journey, and I parallel with your journey some, and we worked together and cover a lot of great college football. You write this, you coming on to talk with us about this at a time when there's, a struggle up at your alma mater because of the storm that came through and some of the damage. They haven't played a game there. They played on the road yesterday. Their next home game is scheduled to be their game against Georgia State. And that's a little bit of a question, but that is on the schedule now. And talk about what you know from up that way. Have you been up that way and to see how they're trying to recover?
No, Sam, I haven't been up there. I was actually had drove up on Thursday last week. I was planning on our game last weekend was canceled against Liberty, obviously, and I was going up there. I had was some stuff I was going to do to promote the book, and was going to get up there a little early, and just ended up staying in Charlotte. I didn't want to get up there until we kind of knew what was going to happen, and they'd had so much rain even before Helene came up there. That's one reason that everything's so bad. And I guess it was Monday morning, or I'm sorry, Friday morning in Charlotte, they announced the game was going to be canceled, and so ended up, my mom's in Charlotte, so spent the Friday night with her and then drove back to Atlanta the next day. And they're actually telling people to stay away, that if you are bringing up a truck of supplies or something, which a lot of people have done, but they're saying, like, drop it off and go back down the mountain. That there's just that area, there's just, the infrastructure there, there's not a lot of roads, and it's easy to get congested. And with people trying to restore power, cell service, delivering supplies, things like that, repairing roads and bridges, that with all that, they're kind of urging people to stay away. And I think it's going to be very doubtful, especially that game at the end of the month, that Boone could handle the 30,000 plus people that are going to, that come into Boone on an app football Saturday.
What is that place like? I keep hearing Boone. And I know it's there, but I've never been there. Mm-hmm. What's that community like? What's that area like up there where that university is?
Well, it's geographically and naturally, it's beautiful, with surrounded by the mountains, and the drive up there, whether you come through Blowing Rock or through Wilkesboro and up through Deep Gap, there's just magnificent views in the fall with the colors and everything. And one of the chapters I did in the book is kind of traced how Appalachian, as when I was a student in the early 80s, there was really no tailgating or anything to count on. I mean, it just wasn't a tailgate situation, and how that's evolved. We had a university chancellor, Dr. Ken Peacock, who took over right about the time Charlie Cobb became athletic director. And Dr. Peacock had a vision to get alumni involved on Saturday afternoons and get them to campus and get them enjoying things. And that would increase the alumni involvement in all areas in the university. And it's done that. Like, all of a sudden we had 20,000 people for a game to open the 2005 season, coming off a 500 record. And then it's just built up and built up. We had 36,000 people for our opener against Gardner Webb last year, and Gardner Webb's not bringing in any fans. Those are Appalachian fans coming up there, and it's just become such a great experience, and it's just built and built and built, and it's been interesting to be able to observe that firsthand, and those are some of the things I talk about in the book.
Yeah, it's a great experience, unless you have to stand out there when there's snow falling, Greg. I've had to stand out there in the snow for a game, and by the fourth quarter, I couldn't feel my feet, and Georgia State was getting beaten badly. So yeah.
Well, in the Georgia State, the Georgia State coach called three straight timeouts to try and ice the Appalachian kicker, and then they faked the field goal and scored a touchdown.
And then we all got iced instead. We knew we were in trouble. I mean, there was a big snow that week, and we get there, the team gets off the bus, the App State guys come out for pregame warm-up with no shirts on. And I'm like, whoa. At that time, Georgia State was playing their home games in the Georgia Dome. So here's a team that's playing inside, coming up. These guys are running around with no shirts on in the snow, man. Oh, it was a miserable day.
I'm just curious about what Mike thinks about the nature of college football now. I mean, you wrote this book and talking about your journeys, but if you were to start a book, say, like a year or so ago with the changing face and the conferences of college football, what are your thoughts on it now?
You know, I'm a big traditionalist, and one of the things, like, you know, all my journeys, I appreciate the different traditions and everything that all the different schools have, and going and experiencing those. And the rivalries, the traditional rivalries, are something that are important to me, and I think to the fans. And with the realignment and all this, you're starting to lose some of these games. You know, Georgia and Auburn may not play every year now. Alabama and Tennessee may not play every year. And that's a shame. The player movement is a little tough, because it's nice to see these guys come in and see them develop on your team and as you pull for them and to have success. So the player movement, well, I understand all that, but it's a little – sometimes it's just a little hard from a fan that there's somebody you really like and they leave for whatever reason. And it's and you have to get used to a whole new team every year. It's just a little frustrating at times, but you know, yesterday was a day of why we love it, because there's no telling what's going to happen. Alabama beating or losing to Vandy, and just like Appalachian State beat Michigan. So you just never know what's going to happen with college football, and that's why we love it so much.
How can people get the book? It sounds like a great read, especially for someone who's a college football fan this time of year. Holidays are coming up. This might be nice stocking stuffer. Tell people how people can get it.
Well, it's available on Amazon. You can just go to Amazon and search Gridiron Journeys as an ebook. Hopefully soon I'm going to have some paperbacks available on there as well. But Gridiron Journeys, and search for that on Amazon, and the ebook's available.
All right. Fantastic. Yeah. Mac, always good hearing from you. Good catching up with you. I can't wait to give it a read and recommend it to some friends. And thanks so much for spending
it. Hey, makes a good stocking stuffer, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks so much for the
time. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, so we got to tag with things like that. We start promoting things going.
This time of year.
Makes a great stocking stuffer.
Absolutely.
You get a guy out here talking about motorcycles, makes a great stocking stuffer.
I don't know about the motorcycle.
Whatever it is. Our friend Miles Garrett. He was out at the Georgia game yesterday. He's going to join us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals at the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.